Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is sponsored by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Conventional business wisdom holds that if you should set goals for your business, like we were just talking about setting goals for your space. Oh, I'm still reeling with that. Anyway, Chris Lynn has taken that advice to heart. He's known on eBay as Daily Refinement, all one word, and he's working towards the ambitious goal of reaching 10,000 live listings. Wow, Chris, why that number? Why 10,000 listings?
Awesome. Thank you for having me. Well, the reason why I decided to pick 10,000 listings is because with the Anchor Store, you get 10,000 free listings with a subscription, and I signed up for the $300 Anchor Store, and I was thinking to be able to reach millions of people on eBay for only 3 cents, this is really crazy. So I was thinking, I just wanted to set that goal because it sort of maximizes the exposure for the Anchor Store.
What was your first job?
So my first job was actually working for eBay in the trust and safety team. So that was a long time ago. I used to live in Utah, and that was in Draper.
Did you know each other, Griff?
Did we meet, Chris? I'm sorry.
Definitely not. I was only there for 90 days.
It was right, I think it was that. It was after I'd left for San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you worked in Utah as well.
Oh, I did for about 3.5 years.
Didn't you set up the customer service?
I was the manager of training when we opened the center there.
Awesome. Yeah, I wasn't there very long. That was a long time ago.
Why were you only there for 90 days?
Because I was in school. So I just did it for the summer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, we were very happy to have you.
Yes. You probably made Employee of the Month. How did you get started on eBay?
So I started on eBay. I used to live in New York City, and I sold high-end sneakers. I went with my best friend there. He went to school at Columbia, and it's right by Harlem, and there was a really avid, awesome sneaker culture there. So I started my eBay journey there. That was 10 years ago. And then I had a friend that was bankrolling us, and that was really fun. And then when he left, he took the money with him, so I just got a real job until in October. This is the Pokemon Go craze is going really heavy at that point, and all my old Pokemon stuff was worth a lot of money. That got me back into the eBay, and it helped me discover thrifting and garage selling. I actually did not know about that until maybe about 8 months ago, so that got me back in.
Well, I'm looking at your listings right now. You have how many listings right now? 2,354 listings, right?
So he's 20% plus the way on his way to his goal.
That's cool.
I just wanted to share that, you know, when I first started, I was thrifting, and then somebody introduced me to the Goodwill outlet, and you can buy stuff by the pound there, and the guy gave me a deal. I purchased 2,000 pounds worth of stuff for about $1,000, and that I thought it was going to take me a couple of weeks to list that, but it took me over 4 months to list it. So there's a lot of stuff because, and this is what I wanted to share with everybody. The most difficult part was sorting. It took me 5 trips in my Prius to get all to my house, and then I spent. At first, I was just going through it one by one and listing all different shapes and sizes. But then I figured out quickly that's not the way you do it. You need to organize everything to be similar so that it speeds up the process. And so I was like, if I can get through this 4,000 or so items, I had to actually end up redonating about half of it. It wasn't enough there. But that was going to teach me the listing process. And to get to 10,000 active listings, you can't do it by yourself. If you have it's difficult to do by yourself, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Probably.
I agree. That's why I don't do it. To do it by myself.
I think I need 4 staff to do
so, that. So do you have staff now?
I have 4 listers.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Do they come to your house or do they do it in their...
So originally I had them pick up the items at my house, go to their house, and list it, just logged into my eBay account. But then a lot of people suggested, like, you need to use a third-party lister for many reasons. But the biggest reason is that if they have a suspended account or something, their IP address is going to be associated with yours. So you really need to be careful and protect that. And that didn't even occur to me because I interviewed these people and I trusted them. They were just, a couple of very nice stay at home moms and then a college student. And so now they actually list in my garage. But they're still logged into my account. I just like the eBay mobile app so much that I don't.
You don't get a third party. You use a third party app.
Right. I'm experimenting with InkFrog and 6bit to learn, which eventually I think if you're going to have four employees, you should use a third party. But, I just like the eBay mobile app. If the eBay mobile app had, templates, then it would be, then I would definitely never use a third party lister. That's the only reason why I would consider using a third party.
Well, that's good to know.
So when they list for you, do you look at it before you publish it, or do they publish it?
They save it as a draft.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's good. And then you go up there, and it's in your account.
Mm-hmm.
So you go up there, and you look at the drafts, make your revisions if necessary, and then you publish it.
Right. And I learned that... like TJ Maxx and Marshalls, when they actually mark on the item the price in case the tag falls off. So I actually when I'm out in the field researching, I'll actually write on the item what the price is, so my lister will know what the price of the item, because I'm doing the research before I buy it.
So you have a YouTube channel devoted to documenting your journey to 10,000 listings. I certainly hope you'll make eBay Radio a part of that. From now on,
absolutely.
We'd like to talk to you again. Let's say you're at 2,354 right now. So why don't you come back with us when you reach 5,000?
No problem.
We'd love to talk to you again. That'd be about a little less than double what you have now, because we'd like to be on that journey with you and see what it's like.
I think we could learn something.
Definitely.
I think it'll be fun. Yeah, I would love to include eBay in my journey.
What's the biggest lesson you've learned so far?
The biggest lesson I have learned so far is that lowering prices does not make your sell-through go faster. Not necessarily. So I think that I bought this bulk amount of clothing and, listing, I was up to 3,000 at one point. But as far as the listings go, adjusting the price did not affect it as much as, for example, adding free shipping or, taking better quality photos, because the selling used items is a lot less competition than new. Just for me, lowering the prices, only a certain number of buyers will buy that category. So if there's only five, let's say, Banana Republic shirts that are used that are that color, you don't necessarily need to be super low price. If you present it properly, it's going to sell the same speed as lowering your price. And actually, I consistently sell some of my items for above the market. I think that extra perceived value, because I've experimented with increasing the prices and lowering the prices, and lowering the prices has not affected my sell-through.
So do you use, I see you have 50% off here.
Mm-hmm. I mark my items up a little bit and then offer a discount always. And then I only do 30-day, auction, so after 30 days I can adjust and sort of learn instead of doing get to cancel, because I'm really trying to find my niche right now.
So you're doing all auctions?
I'm sorry, all 30-day fixed price.
30-day fixed price, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But not good to cancel. What do you think about that, Griff?
I'm not sure if that's... Why are you doing that? Tell me why you're doing that.
Because I want to learn, like, if it doesn't sell in 30 days, I want to go in there and tweak it. That's the reason why I'm doing that.
Oh,
so
okay.
I can go and change keywords or pricing or, I just want to learn, because ideally your item will sell within 30 days, in my opinion. I'd like it to sell in 30 days.
Right. Okay. It's a lot of work. So I'm saying, when you get to 10,000 listings,
his garage is going to be full with people.
Yeah, but I'm saying that if you're running them all as 30-day fixed price listings, it's a lot of work. So there are better ways to track performance for listings and then, you know, act accordingly. So, for example, time listed, the date it was listed, you can actually sort all of your active listings by that and then view those that are still active and say, how can I make these better? I think at this point, probably you may learn something, but I think eventually you're going to find it's so much work to actually operate a business that way.
Okay.
And I definitely don't recommend using 30 days and the relist feature. The automatic relist feature, because that could cause issues as well.
What kind of issues?
Well, you can end up listing something that you didn't want to relist, for example.
Ah,
It becomes a man.
It just keeps staying up there. And
it becomes a management issue. So my recommendation to sellers is to use good until canceled. And then if it sells, it sells. If it doesn't, you can always see when I listed it. In that particular column in the Seller Hub, you know, the view for active listings. And then, and I do that, select which ones, all right, these haven't sold for 90 days. What am I going to do to get rid of them?
Am I allowed to ask a question on that?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
I've heard you can request a stale auction report if items are old. I'm not sure what that is, though.
Yeah, I know that we're doing something right now where if there are listings that are over, I'm not sure if it's a year or 2 years, but items that have been up there for a long time, I know that we're alerting sellers and saying, hey, these listings have not sold. You may want to do something with them. And I know there's actually a program where we're ending listings that have been up for so long and haven't sold.
So you're
I have mixed feelings about that.
So on the Seller Hub, he's able to...
Yeah, you can sort all of your active listings by the time and day listed so that you can see the ones that are oldest that haven't done anything and then take action to get them sold.
Chris, hey, this has been a wonderful interview.
And you're doing really well. I'd love to have you back on, so let's make sure we do that. This segment was sponsored by WorthPoint, 888-723-4630. It's open phones next on eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing 5-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails, but I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person, and it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic-specific. For example, questions about returns. I can set up auto-responses for international buyers, too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk's got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
Listen while you list.